The OneStream Global Education Services team proudly presents the OneStream Podcast with your host, Peter Fugere.
Greetings, fellow OneStreamers, and welcome to the OneStream Podcast, where we explore and examine all things OneStream, talk to experts in the industry, and gain knowledge from some of the brightest minds that help deliver and implement solutions for our clients. This episode is part of the OneStream Press Author Series, where we learn directly from our authors about topics, tips, and behind-the-scenes workflow that's all part of creating a OneStream Press book. I'm your host, Peter Fugere, Chief Solutions Officer at OneStream Software. And as always, I'm excited about our topic today. It's the OneStream Financial Close Handbook. Here with me to talk about this topic, Mike Queenie and Mike Malandra. Welcome, guys.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Peter.
So real excited about this book. But before we get into that, you guys work at Direct Analytics. So would you guys say that the team at Direct Analytics has a specialty, or are you just everything OneStream?
Well, we used to believe, since Mike worked so much on the financial close process, that we would kind of focus on that. But now, after hiring more people, we figured the best way and the most successful way for our practice to grow is to have people who are not would be in the categories where it be a planning person or a consolidation person, but a platform person. So as we currently have it, myself and Mike have very different skill sets, but we try to meet directly in the middle. It's a holistic kind of solutioning on OneStream. So our specialty has to do with quite a bit of the marketing side, marketplace solutions. But we believe that the best way to move forward and to create a successful practice is to have experts in the platform, not just on a specific area.
There's certain business issues, business problems that come up with, say, an account reconciliation or a transaction matching solution that you're trying to configure. And sometimes those problems or issues are solved with other parts of the platform. So if you don't know the platform, then you're limiting yourself. So that's why we try to stay away from the label of specialist.
So it doesn't seem like that long ago, Mike, that we were working together at OneStream. How big is the team now?
Six people, Mike.
Yep.
Mike Queenie. So there's a division of labor here. So Mr. Queenie is in charge of all the admin and the marketing and anything that has to do with the database. And then that frees me up to do more of the OneStream training and the OneStream platform things that come up, questions that come up. So the number of people in the company is really up to Mike. He handles all the contractual issues.
Well, I will put it this way. We're still at the silver partner level. We have three full-time employees, and we have three others and contractors who are currently working with us. But we are seeing the growth potential and actively looking for new hires.
That's incredible. I mean, to be growing that quick, that fast, I mean, that's pretty impressive. So tell me about the book. What is this book about?
Well, it's basically it's a two-prong kind of book. I think basically we're going into the background of account recs and financial close, but not just going into the details of the platform, but also going into some of the implementation kind of tricks of the trade that we've learned in the past. So as you know, Peter, Mike basically helped develop the product. And as a result of that, between the database knowledge that I've been working, I've had for years, and the integration pieces, and him having this platform and the specific expertise on account recs, we not only tried to build a book or create a book that is going to give you some background on account recs and the way it works, but also on how the best way to implement it. And Mike, I'd like to add a few things to that as well.
Right. So one of the biggest challenges with the, at least on the account rec side, because there's transaction matching involved also, it's the implementation versus the use. There's two separate phases of every project. So what we try to do is capture that in, at least in the implementation chapter, I try to capture that. There's things you have to look at the beginning, and then at the beginning of the project, and things you have to evaluate as you're using the product. So from that standpoint, we try to capture that in the book.
So tell me, how would I benefit or why should I buy this book? What would I benefit from reading it? What do I get out of this?
So it's pretty extensive. I think so. Kelly, Jessica, and Ryan did an awesome job with explaining what the products offer and then how they're used. So if you're coming into it, there's a lot of misconceptions in the marketplace today that we hear, especially from other consultants, that, hey, it must be like Hyperion. It's really not. It's its own animal. So it's another language that you have to learn. And so buying the book really guides you through everything you ever need to know about the account reconciliation, the transaction matching implementation of this.
I think what we did with the CountWorks book is to boil down some of the complexity. There are other books we've had, you know, there's other books when it comes to other technical topics and other softwares that become very complex very quickly. So we had in mind when we're writing this book to have it for the general user. It's definitely, I would say, fashioned towards the financial analyst, the person who's going to be doing the end user work, because having the understanding, knowing that OneStream's a brand new software, we're trying to take away some of the intimidation that will be brought in when you're learning a new product like this. So if somebody is, for instance, as Mike was saying, coming from Hyperion, we do want them to recognize that OneStream has a much broader and much more robust solutioning process. But we don't want to make it so overwhelming that they would not be able to pick up the general ideas of the account rec solution. So I think that we're both very cognizant of that one piece when we're writing it, and we hope it actually reflects in the final product.
So let me ask you, where did the idea to write the OneStream Financial Close come from?
Well, I got an email from you, Peter, to be honest, about when OneStream Press was announced, Peter, you were nice enough to include me in that, even though I was just I just came to Direct Analytics, and as I was doing research on the product, I noticed that Financial Close kept coming up. That was the name, that was the branding that the OneStream sales team was using. So I wanted it to follow that. So as I did more research, I realized, well, it's also transaction matching. Then I realized, oh, well, this is a pretty big task. And then Kelly and Jessica offered their services. So that was a huge help. And then Ryan, of course, was a person who offered his services. So between Mike, Jessica, Kelly, and Ryan, that burden became so much less for me. But the idea really came from Peter. That's who got the ball rolling.
There's five of you guys writing a book. I know with the foundation book, you know, there were, I think, 14 of us or so that all contributed. I can tell you what that experience was like, but with so many people writing the book, what was that writing process like? How did you guys work through that?
I was fortunate to be the last piece. So I was able to read the other sections and I kind of got a tone. So that, for better or for worse, being last benefited me, but it also gave me a push, right, to get things done. Say, oh, okay, so let's get motivated here. So it was good to stay motivated with other people writing pieces. And, you know, we're all busy, so it's not like someone had nothing else to do. But I thought it was a great experience. Mm-hmm. Being able to see how everything evolved.
Yep. And definitely, as much as you say it's individual writing, and when we're doing rewrites and edits and whatnot, the fact that you knew, I mean, we talked to Ryan, we talked to Kelly, and Jessica, and no one really had, there weren't people who were saying, we don't have time for you right now, we'll figure it out. OneStream, I always felt that the company has been great in that respect. If we were working on this project together, it seemed like we didn't have much problem getting consensus and speaking to everyone else and getting a point of view. So as hard as it was worth it in the end.
So let me ask you guys too, what did you learn from the experience of putting together this book?
Mike?
besides it being hard?
Several hundreds of things, but.
One of the things, and we've tried to leverage this in other aspects of our work, is to take something very, very complicated and summarize it in a few paragraphs, in a maybe 30-second elevator pitch, right? Security, for one. How do we boil that down and explain something complex to someone who's new to the software or who wants to buy the software? So writing helped that process, helped that thought process. That was probably the biggest takeaway for me.
Yep. And I fully agree. When you have people who've worked on other softwares prior to this, you have, when you first start writing, you have this idea that everybody understands what you're talking about. And then you realize that's not who we're writing for. We're trying to write for a broader audience that's not specific to one software or another, but specific to OneStream. So that was, I think, one of the largest challenges, is trying to, like Mike said, boil down complex issues, still try to get them in their most recognizable form. And then on top of that, speak to the audience that is that may or may not be, they could be at several different levels, whether novice or professional or experts.
And so let me ask you specifically with Financial Close, but maybe broader with OneStream too, what do you guys see that clients see as value? And maybe what are some good examples of solutions you guys have done either in Financial Close or outside of Financial Close that the listeners would be interested in?
Well, I would say Financial Close, which I don't think a lot of clients know because of the marketplace with the old software that we've all worked in here, there, and otherwise. What they don't know is that AccountRec stands alone. So if there is a client out there who's not, they don't have an appetite to say, we're going to revamp our ERP, and while we're doing that, we want to change all of our EPM, CPM systems. So it's a major undertaking when they just have a few different problems, like AccountRec in particular. What they don't know, I don't think, is that OneStream can build the standalone. It can build in concert with the rest of your solutions, but it has that flexibility again. So we've had a few different clients where that's all they want. The beauty is once they see the power of OneStream, you can't unsee it. So fortunately, right, once we get them into that, we end up, not only do we fulfill a client's needs, but then usually exceed their expectations, because we build other stuff in OneStream with them and they realize the power of the platform in so many words.
Yeah, no, that's true. I mean, once you know what's possible with a tool like OneStream, that toothpaste is not going back in the tube.
Exactly.
So usually when you write a big book like this, you step back at the end and you think, geez, did I leave anything out? Was there anything you wish you added to the book? Was there something, you know, some story or concept you felt like was missing, or do you think you got it all out there?
Well, as soon as we finished, we ran into some issues, not issues. We ran into some experiences or some requirements that were not part of the book. So yeah, if I would go back, I'd probably add a few more things. What if you have too much data in stage? How do you handle that? So that's one issue. But again, knowing the platform, it's not really a hard problem to solve.
Well, what's the answer?
So
what's the answer? let's say I'm doing an implementation and I'm trying to load what's a good number? 6 million, 8 million, 10 million records or something in a stage, something significant. What's the answer to that?
Well, it really wasn't the volume, it was the type of data. So not all the data went into, it was used for Financial Close, but the consolidation, but it wasn't used for AccountRec. So I just created another import and pulled that data that I needed into another workflow, which you can automate, and you can just put task scheduler around that, and then that becomes the source of the account reconciliation. So it's really not the millions of records, it's the type of data, it's the kind of data that wasn't really needed for account recs. So that's one way you could go in and turn it off in your inventory, but we try to build it with the least amount of maintenance for the end user. So if the company buys another corporation, they really just create a workflow. And if the data is included in account recs, they use a text field. So they're using the platform to facilitate filtering of the data into account reconciliations. So it's not just this big dump. But I really haven't had a problem with volumes of data.
What would you say your biggest problems are? I mean, what are the big challenges you face when you're doing an account rec solution? Maybe something clients need to think about.
It's really education, because a lot of times they're coming from something, either it's very, very unstructured or it's very structured, and they're used to seeing this other software. This software does this, so OneStream does this. Well, OneStream's a different software. It's going to look different. You have to actually take a step back and learn it. And we'll guide you through that. The training's not a hard, but by the time we go from design to training, those attitudes have really changed.
Well, I doubt then you're looking at like an Excel solution. So do you say when you come in to do a OneStream solution, are most of the OneStream implementations, or your experience, Ben, really replacing competitor software with OneStream?
Most of the time, yes.
That's interesting.
Especially, well, if it's a public company, almost every time, because they've had this solution. Sarbanes-Oxley, yeah. you need to have this. They bought the software. So a lot of times our time frames are dependent on when that other software expires.
Now, we're kind of in a unique spot here, because when we talked about this with some of the other folks on the OneStream side, you know, besides Ryan, we didn't have a lot of implementation experience. So I really wanted to focus with you guys today about design sessions, you know, and maybe talk about a design session for the account rec and transaction matching. What do you guys do differently? What should a good design session entail? How does it go? When you come in and you're going to sit down with a client for the first time, they're excited, they want to maybe replace a product, replace Excel. They're doing transaction matching in Excel. They're doing account rec in Excel. They're excited to sit down with you. They got this cumbersome process now. How do you start that conversation? Where does it go? What are the key questions you ask them? Let's talk about it.
Typically, we start backwards. Okay, so when do you want to go live? And that really has to do with a client that's on a software. So the caution with clients coming from Excel is they could get too overwhelmed. So you don't want to over engineer the first project. So those are cautionary tales. You know, you could end up getting down a rabbit hole. Try not to solution. It's hard for me anyhow, not the solution as I'm listening to these business problems, because it's just, I want to get in there and start fixing it for them. I really believe part of my job is to make sure that someone who's doing a financial close does not have to work weekends anymore. I did that for years. I had to work 2 weekends a month. I had to arrange my vacations where it wasn't the close. I couldn't go too late in the month. I couldn't go too early in the month. So part of having OneStream to me is giving some life back to clients. That said, during a design session, it could be too overwhelming for a client that's coming from Excel, because there's so many options. So we try to temper that and say, well, what is your biggest problem? So whether it's consolidation or planning or account reconciliations, what is your biggest problem? So if we're talking about account reconciliations, the client might say, I want to go live in 5 years. Okay, well, then you definitely have to have an account reconciliation process. How many recs do you have? How many people are doing the recs? So we kind of ask those questions to get a feel for what their living environment is on a month-to-month basis, on a closed basis. How much work do they really have to do? Are they working long nights? Are they working during the weekends? So we try to address those issues first, And then Mike comes in with the, well, you know, you can automate this. And then their eyes bug out. And then we, you know, during the sessions, we'll bring up Splash and we'll suggest they watch some videos if they haven't already. Typically, by the design session, if they bought the software, they've seen the pre-sales demos, which are fantastic, and they're really excited. So that excitement is almost addictive, and you don't want to solution while you're designing. You just want to be calm and get their issues and document their issues and then respond to them with a document that lists those issues and then says, okay, we're going to do X, Y, Z. And then we have, you know, A, B, C in phase two, and, you know, we try to phase it out. And so it's a little easier for them to digest, but that's my approach to,
I think one of the other pieces that we have with implementation and design, we set the table with questionnaires prior to actually starting any kind of engagement with the client. But I think the two keys that we try to zoom in on are client expectations and timelines. So if they're going to expect account rec to do everything, including brew their coffee, we need to make certain of the reasons why and how the best way to proceed. But by having questionnaires, by being completely transparent in the process, and we found that the more you involve the clients, not only the more enthusiasm you get, but the more buy-in you'll get for the OneStream product. So we try to make sure to bring everybody in under the same tent and make certain that we're all looking the same direction. So in order to have a successful implementation, and so far it's been great. It's every day is a new adventure.
So who should be in the room for design sessions? Like how big a group do you bring in for that? Do you like to have all the end user, all the stakeholders, or is it, how do you manage that?
Decision makers mostly. And then, you know, if you have for account recs, you say a few power users that know the process can be helpful. But when you're designing an overall product or a process for a company, it's really the people that are going to be approving it, signing off. You want to make sure that they understand what you're providing for them. So then it could trickle down to everybody that works for them. If you don't have management support, it's much harder in my experience.
And the other thing is if they're planning to use the platform as for all of their solutions, we may not be working on consolidations. We may be focusing completely on the account recs at that moment. But if they've made it known to us that they are going to use OneStream for the larger business processes that are in their company, typically, you would have a management personnel for maybe planning or consolidations or something, because we find that it's so much easier when you're, again, OneStream, it's very difficult to paint OneStream in a corner once you start it because there's so many options. But to simplify your options, having, you know, consensus from a larger population of the financial department definitely is beneficial as you move further down into their phasing and their solutioning.
And last question, as a reader of the book, what do you think is the most important takeaway a reader will have? What do you hope they take away from reading this book?
This is way better than anything I could possibly buy on the market, because it is. It's the truth.
The book or the solution, Mike?
Both. but you know, if you think about what OneStream is, like my chapter was about implementation. So it's an implementation. It is it's a marketplace solution. Yes, you can download it for free, I understand, but you still want to run it like a project. So I've learned that over the years. If you run it like a project, you'll be much more successful because you have a begin date and end date. You have milestones. People are more responsive. If you don't do that, then it's more or less just going along and adding things as you go. And there's no real responsibility. But handle it as a project and you'll be successful.
Yep. And I, to add to that, I mean, what I would like a takeaway would most likely be is the potential, not just for financial close, the potential for basically using the platform to solve problems that are that you didn't think were solvable. There was, we had more than one client who will say, well, we know we can't do this X. We know we can't do that. What I want from the handbook is that to make people realize there certainly isn't one way to do anything, but OneStream, there's multiple ways to do everything. There, if we're giving a framework based on the handbook, we consider it a guideline, and you can definitely paint outside the lines. You definitely can to build something even more dynamic or spectacular than what would just be the standard financial close process. But what I would say, what the takeaway to me would be, there is more than one way. There is, it's not cookie cutter, but it's not, it's, there's a solution for any kind of problem that your company may have. It just may not have been prompted yet. So if I were to give, my thought process, what they take away, we're hoping is going to be a larger view of probably the best platform out there.
Another great discussion. Thank you both very much, Mike and Mike, for bringing your expertise to the podcast today. And thank you, fellow OneStreamers, for joining us. Remember, if you like this content, please don't forget to subscribe. I look forward to bringing you another exciting podcast. And until then, take care, and I'll see you next time on the OneStream Podcast.
The OneStream Podcast is brought to you by the OneStream Global Education Services team.